Evan Farbach with the new Bartlesville head boys basketball coach, Jake Christensen. And first off, coach, congrats. And I guess the first question for you, what kind of drew you to this position? And what did you like about the idea of becoming the next Bruin head boys basketball coach?
Sure. When I was growing up, I remember Bartlesville's tradition on the boys basketball side. I know that they've had some really good teams in the past, and you know, of course, it's close to family, close to home, and you know, I saw an opportunity where I think that I can help them get back to what they once were, and it just seemed like a perfect situation for both sides. I'm excited to see what we can get accomplished.
Yeah, and you touched on the next thing I was going to ask. Obviously, you've had a lot of history in this area, particularly in Osage County. I know you've got some family here. I assume wanting to get back to this part of the state was some sort of a driver.
Sure, absolutely. You know, we're actually the only piece of my family that doesn't live in the area. So, you know, it's always tough. For my mom and dad trying to come watch my kids play, and they always come to my games as well. And then when you factor in Thanksgiving and Christmas, as we're the only ones having to travel, it makes a lot of sense to get back close to home, but I don't want people to think that's the only reason. Clearly I have a great interest and excitement in the job itself.
Yeah, and getting to move up to 6A, I would guess, is a factor. Let's talk about what you know about the team. Obviously, it was a really young team, and you just took the job like yesterday, so I'm sure you can't spit out a bunch. But what stuck out to you during those conversations?
Sure. You know, like anybody would, I'm sure I watched some film from the last year, and actually I had had interest last year in the job as well. So I've watched some film from the last couple seasons, and what stuck out to me was the kids, even though maybe the season wasn't going the way that they had planned, they're playing so hard. And when you watch that and you go, these kids are willing to play with that kind of effort, even when things are not going great, I thought, we can do something with that.
Let's talk about, you know, the task at hand, because of the win situation that they've won three games each of the last 2 years. So you're obviously kind of aware of what that is walking in. How did that kind of play a factor into making the decision?
You know, honestly, that I know some guys would shy away from that. They would feel like maybe the talent's not there or something like that. I didn't feel that way. I enjoy that part of it. I like the challenge. I like, you know, leading kids to accomplish something that maybe they don't believe they can, or maybe that's been tough. So in all reality, that was something that I liked about the job is I think that I can help. I think I can lead these young men to you know, season that they enjoy, that they're proud of.
Move up to 6A. Does that excite you at all, or also play a factor? You're going to get to be, you know, play Union and Jinx and Broken Arrow and those types.
Sure. You know, it, at the end of the day, they're going to put five high school kids out there, and so are we. And, what I've learned through all these years is, doesn't matter if you're in Class B or Class 6A, it's all basketball. There's a lot of great coaches out there at every level, and there's a lot of great players at every level. Now, I'm sure there's more of them, but hopefully we have more of them at Bartlesville as well. So, no, it didn't play a major factor, really.
Let's talk about, you know, playing style, and I'm sure personnel and who you have here will play somewhat of a factor in that. But if you could kind of describe to people who maybe aren't familiar with you or your teams, how you like to play.
Sure. We love to be real aggressive. We want to be the hammer, not the nail. And that goes on both sides of the ball. We want to be in attack mode on defense and on offense. You know, as far as exactly what's going to happen, that's hard to say with me coaching so much small school ball, we've had to win a lot of games with, you know, with different personnel, with different abilities on the team. So I'm not going to get hard-headed. I'm not going to do things that are not in the best interest of our kids. But if they'll let me, press and shoot the three and go rebound and do it again, if we have those type of kids, then I'd love to do that. But certainly won't handcuff myself to that.
And then just general timeline for the people that are curious. Obviously, you're at Cushy now. I assume that there'll be some stuff you'll need to accomplish once you get here at the end of May, and then there'll be some summer games and workouts, and then you'll get to work once the school calendar turns over. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's an absolute whirlwind right now. I mean, from accepting the job to telling my kids here to needing to meet assistant coaches there and meeting kids there, meeting parents at Bartlesville. And it's just, there's just a lot going on real quick. I've already started looking for summer camps and trying to get that planned out the best that I can from a distance, you know. So I'm excited to get started, but I'm also going to finish doing my job for Cushing. I'm never going to check out on someone early.
And you touched on this a little bit in the first part of the interview, but just your overall impressions of not just like the job that is the head boys basketball coach here, but Bruin Fieldhouse itself. I'm sure you've gotten a chance to be in there. It's still, even though it's gotten not, it's not young anymore, it's still one of the, I think, best facilities in 6A. And then just the community that Bartlesville is, there's been a lot of, we've only had four coaches in about 25 years. And I would guess one of the reasons why is for both those reasons. What stuck out to you on kind of those two accounts?
You know, it's funny that you say that. I haven't been in the Bartlesville field house until I interviewed. And when I walked in there, my thought was, this is the perfect gym. I loved how close the people were. I could, you know, imagine the atmosphere once you get that place rocking and in field. And anyway, that was really exciting for me. And but something that I told Mr. Dilbeck when we were visiting, the odd thing about that was when I walked in, not just to the field house, but to the school, it felt comfortable. There wasn't anxiety there or this feeling of, you know, boy, this place is big. You know, you asked about the 6A deal earlier. You know, I didn't have any of those feelings. It just felt, you know, felt like home, if I'm being honest. It felt right.